Mayo in the final quarter have been superb. The full-time whistle is blown, and it's honours evens. It's finished 11 points apiece, and with the flitting at the end, Martin McHugh, but credit to Mayo.
You give credit to Mayo. They were better in the second half, and I mean, but too much mess, and I know they're giving out the referee about the point that was wide, and they're on to the linesman. The ball was wide, anyway, but they're too much messing it on. Maybe they're tired and everything else, Donegal. But they're just trying to hold on to possession of the ball and work, you know, and work the ball instead of. I mean, we're talking about Oisin, what, 20, 11 points to 6 up. You won the game from there, but you keep pressing on. But they try to hold on to possession, and like even the more senior players, you know, from the Ray McHughes to the Michael Murphys, you know, we didn't get any ball up to Paddy McBurdy trying to hold on to the ball. Now, you might say, and end up they tired and everything else and trying to keep possession, but the ref wasn't going to give you a free, and maybe you got a free and everything else. Look, as I said to you, take a point, got a point, and should have been further ahead at half time, Oisin, and you know, be disappointed because it was a poor Mayo performance for them. They were better the second half, Mayo and everything else, but they played with more drive and everything else. But a disappointing second half performance by Donegal, Oisin.
Yeah, and it was an impressive first half display by Donegal, and they were leading by 4 points at the break, and they should have been further ahead. It was 7-3 at the half-time whistle, and it was a very, very poor showing by Mayo in that opening half. Only for the scores from Ryan O'Donoghue, 2 from Freeze, and Owen McLaughlin sort of kept them in the game. Patrick McBurdy, Michael Murphy, Conor O'Donnell and Ryan McHugh all scored in the opening half. There was a couple of half-goal chances for Donegal in that opening half as well, but they couldn't get past the Mayo goalkeeper, Rob Henley. There was a spring in the step, however. It was a different Mayo side when they came out at the start of the second half, but Donegal managed to score 2 points in the opening 7 minutes, Michael Murphy and Michael Langan. But then Mayo started to work through the gears, and they started to play the football that we know they can play. Between the 9th minute of the second half and the end of the game, Mayo outscored Donegal 7-2. They hit the last 5 scores of the half. Paddy Durkin playing a vital role in the second half. Jason Doherty, who's back after a 2-year injury layoff for Mayo, was able to get a couple of scores. And then it was that controversial point from Ryan O'Donoghue who brought it back to a point. Everybody thought it went wide, but the umpire said it went inside the post. Rob Henley kicked the last point of the free to tie it up at 11 points apiece. Mayo will be leaving here thinking that they'll be happy with their point. Donegal will be disappointed with their point given how good they were for 3 quarters of this game. Michael Langan had a good game. He kicked nice scores. He hit 5 points for Donegal today. Michael Murphy, who was, as always, as influential as he is for Donegal, hitting 4 today as well. But Martin McHugh, it sort of ended on a sour note, so it has.
Yeah, it has. You're lucky maybe to get a point at the end of it. You know, we look at it, the point, you know, Donegal, at this stage, you know, there were 6 points, what was it, at the stage, 9-6 up Donegal, and then they got the penalty, which would have put it 1-9-6, and I know they got a point in the 45 off the penalty, so that was disappointing, that would have finished the game, but looking forward, they still had enough. But listen, in fairness to Mayo, in that period you're talking about, they had 2 very good goal chances, and they got one of them went wide, another one over the bar, so you have to look at it that, you know, we'll take the point now because of the second half performance, but we still should have had enough in the second half then, even when we were them a couple of points up, a couple of frees out, we should have held out and kept the possession of the ball. But just making wrong decisions and just making them wrong decisions when we had the possession of the ball, not taking the right option, and you know, we're punished for it and everything else. But you learn from it. But Mayo will be happy with their second half performance. And as I said, Aidan O'Shea, even though he might not handle a while out of ball, he's waving out to the crowd here, just coming in, he did make a difference, and he added that presence, and they won more ball, and they put a lot of pressure on Sean Patton's kick out, put a lot of pressure on Sean Patton's kick outs in the second half, and you know that there. So yeah. Donegal have gone off into the dressing room, Mayo are just leaving now. So look, there's a point, yeah, and it could be the point could keep you up when they end up, you know, and you still, it's away from home match, so when you get a point away from home, you'd be happy, yeah, enough with it. And as you said, a lot of good performers. Michael Murphy, great to see how sharp he was, and Michael Langan, I thought was Donegal's man of the match, had a brilliant game. Now we look at it, you know, we picked up yellow cards and we did take off. Keane Ward got injured, and Owen McFadden Ferry, you know, the 2 cornerbacks had to go off and everything else, so made a wee bit of difference, everything. But that's what a squad of players is about, and just have to accept a point. And on the second half performance, maybe lucky to get the point, yeah, on that. We should have been further ahead at half.
You said this was a big game, Martin, off the back of what happened last night when we seen Armagh beat Dublin. How big's the next game going to be now, from a Donegal point of view, home to Kildare? That's a must-win 2-pointer.
Yeah, and it looks like Kerry are going to beat Kildare today, you know, Oisin. And I think looking at, you know, you're right, exactly. It's going to be a massive game for Donegal. And it's going to be a massive game for Donegal, you know, next day. But a home game, and Ballybofey, Kildare coming up, and there'll probably not be any pressure on Donegal. Be favourites. I think we're good enough to beat Kildare, but it's a big game. You know, after the first two games, you have 3 points, you're okay, but it becomes a big game. But every game is big and everything else. And you know, the injuries, looking at the injuries and everything else, you know, you wouldn't think, looking at Kieran Ward going off, will he be fit to play or not? So you know, we'll go back and take the first half performance and that there. But I think you're right. I think if we get 2 points next week, you still have 3 points. The important thing is stay safe in the division first and now.
Okay, Martin McHugh, thank you for your contribution once again today as well. And that's it from Marchevic Park here in Sligo. It's finished up. A share of the spoils. We're going to try and get some reaction for you now from the Donegal camp. Hopefully we'll have that for you shortly on Sunday Sport. But as we leave our commentary position and head back to the studio, it's a point apiece. It's finished here in the round one of the Alliance League. Mayo, 11 points. Donegal, 11 points.